You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida. So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to Blind and Beyond. That's right, welcome. Welcome. Mama said, that's right. This was all about Mama Said. This is the Mother's Day show. That's right. And we have a great show for you today. All about Mama. Mama Said. To my right, my co-host, Lynn Gold. You there?
Yeah, the mama's over here.
That's right, mama.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the May 8th edition, Mother's Day edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And
welcome.
And sitting next to young lady, Miss Lynn, the other big mama, big mama, Sheila Young.
Wait a minute. I'm not big. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I hope everyone has had a wonderful day. It's been a beautiful day in Orlando, for sure.
And you had a busy weekend.
I did, yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida. So here we are. This is going to be a busy show.
You know, this show, a lot of people turning it maybe for the first time, don't understand one thing. This show is catered to the low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. And we are the bridge. This show is the bridge between the sighted community. And we love our sighted folks listening to our show. And for those people that are tuning in for the first time, we hope you love the show. We try to be entertaining, try to teach you a little something about our community. And if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
I want to go right to the trivia first before we go any further. Can we go to trivia?
Absolutely.
Trivia.
All right, the question is...
This was your question.
Mothers are... This is Mother's Day, but mother-in-laws are mothers as well. So, who is the original artist of this song?
Mother-in-law. 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 The worst person I know. She worries me so.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
If she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Mother-in-law. Oh, yeah. Mother-in-law.
Good choice.
So, I love that song.
Good choice.
That's the only version I knew. You mentioned something else. I did not even know they did it.
Yeah.
This is the song and the original artist.
That's the only one I know.
I'm not saying the name, but that's the only one I know in my day. Yeah.
So, Sheila, what's going on in your life?
What's going on in my life?
How was your Mother's Day with your new grandson yesterday?
My pre-Mother's Day. My son and his significant other and my little three-month-old baby boy.
Jacob Robert.
Mm-hmm. Invited me over for a cookout, and her mom was there and her sisters were there, and we just had a delightful time. It was very, very sweet, very special, and little Jacob was just cooing, and, you know, at 3 months,
nice.
They're starting to just kind of make noises, mm-hmm. and it was delightful. So it was a lot of fun. So, yeah. Nice. How about you, Lynn?
Well, we went out last night for chicken wings because we didn't have time to go out today. And today I just stayed home and did chores and got caught up.
That was
my Mother's Day present to myself, just to get caught up.
I said to my wife, where would you like to go? You pick a restaurant.
Chicken wings.
And my wife says, listen to my wife, let's go for chicken wings.
I'm a cheap date.
My wife is a cheap date.
Oh, my
wife
gosh.
Is a cheap date.
I love chicken wings.
Yeah.
We have a caller already. If anybody's
We have a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that ATI at the end, Chris?
ATL, Atlanta, from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I don't even want. I didn't get it.
Phone
I'm not
number
all there.
Call in.
Oh, Carl and Cupcake.
894-1680.
Hi, Carl.
Carl,
Hello,
how you doing?
How are you, Lynn?
Okay,
I'm fine,
Carl,
thank
how
you
doing?
Hey, I got to tell you, all three of my shout outs, they all three heard it last
all
week.
All right.
So may I say a shout out to them again?
Sure.
Ron, Florida. He has his guide dog, Murray, Southeastern Guide
Ron.
Dog School. And my friend Bruce in Boynton Beach, Florida. And my friend Janice in St. Petersburg, Florida, who's her guide dog is Sarge.
There you go. Anyway, you know, they can call in, too, you know.
Hi,
they
Bruce
call
and Janice,
hello.
Call in.
Yeah, yeah, well, they heard me, and they were so thrilled. But it's been a rough week. Tuesday, I lost a dear friend of mine from high school from 45 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, he had a heart attack, passed away, and I'll miss his... He called me. He was one of my few friends from high school days, despite my blindness, who always contacted me and kept up with me, and we talked about the old days. God rest his soul.
I'm sorry but to hear that.
For Mother's Day, last August 7th, you know, my rabbi taught me 23 years ago that I'm already a millionaire. And from time to time, it comes into focus. And this is one of the weeks it does. When my mother, Olivia Shalom, God rest her soul, passed away last August 17th, I had the honor, the privilege of holding her hand. She was under hospice care. And dementia and broken hips and all that. But I held her hand, and we played Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Ella Fitzgerald, all this music from her days, not even a response. But when I held her hand 2 hours before she passed and sang old Yiddish Hebrew songs that her grandfather had sang to her almost 80 years earlier, she smiled and a tear went down her cheek.
Oh.
And I just had
story.
To tell you all that story.
Thank
because
you,
I miss my mother so much. And she was everything to me. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh,
be
oh,
well.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Our
and I'm
pleasure.
Sure Michael can relate to your
yeah,
story just
yeah.
now. Well, we were with my mother-in-law right before she died also. And
well, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
In my life,
he talks
mother,
about her all the time.
My mother was in a rehab. And
it wasn't much of a rehab, though.
No, she was there
it?
For a few weeks. And what they were doing to her was horrible. And she wanted to go. And remember, Lynn, she looked
yeah,
right me in the
she
eyes.
Gave
in
you
those
a
days,
dirty
I could
look.
See. Yeah, she gave me, and I could see
oh
in those
gosh,
days. And she gave
dirty
me dirty
look.
She wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on saying to my mother, I love you. I love you so much. I can't let you go. I can't let you go. And I was crying to her. And I said, I can't let you go. And she was giving me, and Lynn knew, see, she was giving me dirty looks. And she says, "I want." And her eyes said, "I want to go. I want to go." And I wouldn't let her go. Remember that? Huh?
Yep. She used to call you Mickey when she was mad at you. Mickey. That was your nickname, Mickey.
Yeah, the whole family called me Mickey. Yeah.
Yeah. So other people call in that during this segment, you can call in and share a brief story about your mother or mother-in-law.
And it's a trivia question that we played.
Yeah. No takers.
407-894. 1680.
Oh, we have one
it's
minute.
It's a tough song.
We only have a minute before break, so.
It's a tough song.
Might as well just listen to the song before we go to break.
It'd be cool if somebody knew the other
yeah.
artist.
On the other side of the break, we'll be having Lee Nasahi calling in from Lighthouse Central, Florida. We're looking forward to that.
If she leave us alone.
May we go to break? Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Bump, 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 do whatever. This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in case you want to call and say hello, is 407-894-1680.
Mama said,
oh,
mama
yeah,
said.
Listen. Oh, yeah, Mama said. Don't anybody know that song before? That was a trivia that Sheila put down that song? Nobody knows it, huh?
No. Mother-in-law.
Everybody knows too.
Okay, so listen.
Let's go to another question while we're waiting for Lee Nelson. Let's do that. Let's go to the other trivia that I had scheduled for the first hour while we're waiting for our guest to call in.
Well, aren't we going to say who did that one?
Oh, you telling the answer? Wait, he's got a caller.
I'll give you another 2 minutes.
Wait,
2 minutes
on.
For that
he's
song.
He's got a caller. It might be Lee or it might be your trivia winner. I'm not sure yet.
I'll give you another 2 minutes for that song, then I'll tell you who it's singing. 407. 894-1680. And by the way, if you don't even know who's singing that song,
Michael,
you can do the another one who I didn't even know that Sheila said. So either one, there's two people, two different.
Okay, well, we do have someone on the phone line.
We can't
line.
Hear you, Chris. We can't hear you.
I can hear him.
Barely.
How about now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah, yes. I can. How about okay. now? How about now?
Okay.
Now.
Listen, we're going to go to the phone line. We have Sherry from Orlando.
Oh. Sherry from Orlando.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
Okay.
How you doing?
Happy Mother's Day,
Happy
Sherry.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you guys, too, to you, Lynn, and to you, Sheila.
Thank you. Sherry, I saw that wonderful tribute from Rhett to you on Facebook.
Oh, I cool.
That was really nice. Well, you missed out. You better check it out.
So, are you calling about trivia? Did you call about trivia?
Yes.
All right.
So, who do you think singing?
Ernie Cato.
Right.
Very good.
All right.
Very good. You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, man, we have a Dunkin' Donuts right down the street. That's
there you
so
go.
Cool.
You just won $10 gift
but
card.
But don't hang up, Sherry,
it's
because
good to hear your voice.
We would really like, as long as you're on the phone, just for 1 second, as a blind mother with three children, just give us a short synopsis of how has life been with three kids.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do a short synopsis.
But make it real short.
It's been a challenge, but not because of my blindness. Just because of the mere fact that they're kids and life just throws circumstances at you. But I'm glad that I have them, and I got two more kids in the bargain, so actually I've raised five kids, basically.
Wow.
And they all turned out great. So awesome. I'm very proud of all of my kids.
There you go. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
What did you do today, Sherry? Anything exciting?
Went out last night with my daughter, my oldest daughter, and my youngest son.
Very nice. That's what I did. Very nice.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you, Sherry.
Don't hang up. Hold on one moment for me, all right, Sherry?
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. Take care, Sherry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, okay.
Well,
so
that
now,
was nice.
Here's a trivia question. We keep on playing Mama Said. We'll play it again for you in another minute. But everybody should know who's singing that song.
I don't.
I don't either.
Are you serious?
No. Wrong generation, Sheila.
I guess
so.
Oh,
come on.
I know the song, but I don't know who sang it.
Hey, Chris, when you get
He's on the phone.
Play that Mama Said a little bit longer. I just put that in for a trivia.
He's on the phone.
Because I thought everybody knows who's singing this song. I'll give you a hint. It's a group. It's a girls group that had a lot of hits. They were the biggest girls group in the late 50s, early 60s. Nobody had more hits than them. Top 10 in the late 50s, early 60s.
Michael, you would have enjoyed the other night I went to see Beautiful, the Carole King story.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you that I was in awe of how much that woman has contributed to songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
I was just stunned. I kept thinking about you.
She had a lot of hits. A lot of hits.
Yeah, she wrote for the Drifters.
A lot of hits.
I was amazed. Absolutely amazed.
Was it a movie or a play?
No, it was a play at Dr. Phillips.
Oh.
And it was so well done. It was absolutely beautiful.
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's still on the phone?
He's still on the phone. He might have another caller. I don't know.
Okay. Well, talking about Carole King.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, play that little song about Mama Said. Play it a little longer.
Play it just a tad bit longer.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Another 15, 20 seconds past what I told you before.
Coming right up.
Well, we have plenty of time.
Uh-oh, I got it. There we go. Got it.
Let's get the phone number out, Michael.
The phone number is 407-894-1680.
If you have a Mother's Day story you'd like to share, not too long, but we'd like to hear it. Share your story.
We usually play a lot of these group, this particular group, a lot of their songs. You still don't know what I'm talking about, Sheila?
I think I know who that is.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. All right, Lynn, people might not get it, so we'll go to your trivia.
Oh, do me a favor.
I'll do you a favor. But your song, everybody is going to, anybody will know this song. This song's been around even longer than you, Lynn.
Thanks, Michael.
What a guy. What a guy.
This is a loose as a goose show today, but that's okay. I like it.
You ready for the trivia? We're going to play that trivia. So it's supposed to be on the docket here.
No stress today. We're just chilling.
Exactly.
All right. What are we doing?
We're playing your trivia song.
Oh, thank you. Every day you keep me. Oh, no, that was for the end of the first
hour. No, not that one. Not that one.
We may be playing that soon, though. Sooner than later.
Yeah.
If our guest doesn't show up.
The one that everybody knows. I'll give you a
it's
hint.
7:38.
It's about mama. It's about mama.
Yeah, he has it. You found it, Chris?
Not yet. I missed over that one. That was me. That was me.
Okay.
I'll do 25 push-ups for that one.
Okay, do them up. I'm going to see it.
That's funny.
One, two, three.
People are tuning in wondering what the heck they're listening to today.
Hey, folks. It's the comedy show.
Yeah, right.
This show is supposed to be light.
Yeah,
loose,
we're not serious.
As
here
a
it
goose.
Is. No, that's not it.
That's not it either, Chris.
No, what happened was I got five things playing at
just
one time.
Have that ready. Have that ready, though. Because that's really cute. I can't wait to play that.
That's it.
I recall. Oh, my gosh.
The days I so who's singing this song? That's a trivia question.
Let them listen.
We'll come back to that again in a few minutes. Okay, the question is, who's singing this song? That's a great song. We played it, many times. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
We have a caller.
Okay. We have a caller. But I got to tell you a story.
What? Okay.
A light story that happened to me today. And I want to see if my audience thinks I'm right or wrong.
Get the violin, Sheila.
Oh, peanut
now,
butter.
It's all about memory, right? When you're blind, everything's about memory, right? Okay, so now the question is this way. I know my house backwards and forward. I don't use a cane in my house because I know everything where it belongs. So today, like every day, I let my dogs out. But to let them out, I have a sliding glass door that goes into the patio. So I open the glass door, I go out, I let Miss Green out and bend it out, and I come back in and I close the door. Okay, so I know this all the time. I know the routine. And normally, when I'm walking from the kitchen fast, I usually put my hand in front of me, so this way, if I hit the glass door, my hand's going to hit it first. Okay. What happened was, I'm standing about 10 feet away from the glass door, and Lynn interrupts me and tells me about something else and got my mind distracted. And she said, you know, Miss Green's still outside. You better go get her. So I turn around and I walk right into the glass door.
Nose first.
Nose first.
Ouch.
And my hand, I thought I broke my hand. And my nose, I thought the nose was busted. And even my ankle, I fell down because I hurt my ankle. I said, Lynn, see, that's your fault because you should have. Then she said, you should have what? You should know the house. I said, I do know the house. I always put my hand out. But what happened was memory distracted me. So any of you folks out there have been distracted, you know what I'm talking about. Even at your own house, you've been distracted. Something happened, and all of a sudden, you screw up. So my question of the moment.
And you have to tell them why you were rushing and you were distracted because our neighbor, what?
Well, I forget that.
Yeah, no, that's important. That's why you got nervous.
We have a neighbor, a brand new house. Picture this.
Yeah.
New house. We have a neighbor that's not too far away. Not behind us.
Diagonally.
Diagonal.
Yeah.
And it's pretty far. The houses are far apart. I'm going to say he's at least maybe 200 feet away,
easily.
300 feet.
Oh, easily.
Easy, 200-300 feet. And we have a big fence around our backyard. The dog barks, he calls the cops. So I call the cops already on myself, and I said, listen, if my dog's barking only for a few minutes, is that a nuisance? Does that mean I get arrested? He says, no. I said, what does it mean in where I live? And they said, well, the town of Eustis, the dog has to be barking at least 20 minutes before it means anything. I said, the dog's only barking a few
but
minutes.
But you got flustered because I got nervous that the
so
man was
so now every time
complain.
The dog barks, we run out there to let him in or let her in.
So that's why you hurt your nose.
Yeah, that's how I hurt my
Let's
nose.
Talk to Gary.
See,
oh,
Gary's
and
Claire are on the line.
Thank
it's
you,
Ms.
Sheila.
Green's fault.
Oh, the cops are coming.
Yeah, now they're coming to get you, Lynn.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Gary Sinclair, you're still on the line.
That's so funny. The police, I should
Gary
say.
Gary Sinclair from Orlando,
that
Florida.
Was
still
funny,
on the
Chris.
Line.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Gary
Welcome
Sinclair?
Welcome to the comedy doing show good. For Mother's Day.
And I want to say once again to Sheila, happy Mother's Day. I already told her, and Lynn, and
Thank
happy
you,
Mother's
Gary.
Day to you.
Thank you, Gary.
And I got a question for Sheila.
Uh-oh.
I haven't heard any homework assignment report yet from Chris.
Well, I haven't had time.
Well, we need to see what that boy learned.
Then hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah, we'll
all
do it now.
Do it right now.
Uh-oh,
all right.
He's laughing. So, he probably didn't
okay.
do it.
Mr. So, Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Mr. Chris.
Uh-oh, okay. I'm
the
ready.
The teacher is in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
2 minutes to break, Chris.
Two minutes.
So, defend yourself.
Quickly. What have you learned this week?
That you put anything on your over your eyes?
Well, I put it over my eyes, and I thought I knew my house like the back of my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I found out I was wrong. I ran into a chair that we normally have sitting there all the time that I always avoid, but I ran into the chair. And trying to pour something into a cup, I thought it was going to be a piece of cake, but it was not. I did have to do the trick that Gary taught me. And told me, and I'm not going to explain the trick to anybody because I want you to try it for yourself. Look at it from another point of view and doing things, what happened just in case if this takes place. So I did try it, and my toe still hurt a little bit, but I think it's all right, though. I don't think I sprung it or jammed it, but it does hurt just a tad bit.
Well, you know, I work with sighted people in the school system, and this girl I work with, who is a teacher of the visually impaired, said one morning she got up to make her coffee and she tried to close her eyes and she said it lasted about 5 seconds.
Yeah, right.
She said, I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't do it.
Not easy.
So what else did you do?
It is difficult. No, because I did other stuff that I did. I just took it real slow and I understand how timing it is and how you got to have patience. When I worked at my other job, used to work at Walmart, we had a blind lady that come in, and I'd be like, oh, Lord, she going to want to shop. And I would try to avoid her all the time because she go down every aisle, and she know exactly what she want. I try to get it for her, put it in her hand so she can feel it, and she say, no, that's not it. And I'd be like, okay, listen, I got to go back in the freezer. I work in the freezer.
Yeah.
But I understand now even more how patient you have to be and you have to take your time, because if you don't know the area, you will be in a pile of trouble.
So would you avoid her now if you saw her?
No, I wouldn't.
Say,
no,
learn
I wouldn't.
Because
she was important for me to know her, and it was important for her to know me. Matter of fact, we talked to her a couple of weeks ago when she called in from Daytona Beach.
Oh, Trish?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she used to shop at Walmart.
Oh, now she knows you were trying to avoid her.
That's what she knows.
Oh.
She knows. Because we had long conversations about
All
it.
Right.
She good.
We're going to go
anyway,
to break,
Anyway, did
Michael.
Anybody know the trivia? Who was singing Mama?
Well, maybe they'll call in a few minutes.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how
to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
And Gary,
we are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you want to call in to the show, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This is a very special show, and we have a very special guest. That's right. We have the CEO and president of the Lighthouse Central Florida. That's right.
And Lee Nassie.
Lee Nassie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Just call me Late Lee.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day, Lee.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Lee. Nice to hear your voice.
I'm late. I was celebrating Mother's Day with my own mother and my son, Joe, so please forgive me.
We forgive you. We thank you for taking time out of your busy Mother's Day to be with us.
It's my pleasure. I am so happy that you guys are back on the air. We love the program and are happy to support you however we can.
Thank you for coming back, guys. You're welcome, and I hope you come into the studio one day like you did in the past with Joe. It was so much fun.
I would love that, you know.
So why don't you tell everybody what your role is, Lee, for those who have never heard the show or you before, and what your role is, well, besides being president and CEO, what your mission is at the Lighthouse Central Florida.
Sure.
And if we have time, maybe you'll talk a little bit about raising Joe and the challenges in that situation.
I'd love to do that. Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome.
So, in fact, I think I'll go that way.
Okay, whatever you like. It's your time.
I'll start at the beginning, and that is that
what kind of phone? Are you on a special phone?
Wait, doesn't sound good?
It's
in and out.
In and out, in and out. It's going in and out.
Are you on the speakerphone?
No, I'm not on a speakerphone, but I'm on my cell phone. I'm going to go, and I'm in my house. I'm going to move closer to my internet and see if that helps.
Okay, don't worry about it. We can hear you.
It's going in and out.
So you'll tell us how you got involved with the Lighthouse.
So how I got involved is 35 years ago, we had our first child, Joe, unexpectedly 15 weeks early. He was, I was only 25 weeks pregnant, 40 weeks in full term. So 15 weeks early, I gave birth to Joe. He weighed only 1 pound, 14 ounces. Oh, and 35 years ago, that was a pretty big deal. It's a big deal even now, but it was really a big deal then. And we didn't realize when we took him home from the hospital a couple of months later that we were taking him home with some issues. He had had some brain hemorrhages after birth in the hospital. We hoped that they would resolve themselves, but in fact, the first thing we realized is that he wasn't looking, wasn't following, didn't see the way a normal newborn would. And a few months later, a doctor had to give us the bad news that he had the worst stages of what was then called, this fancy name, retrolental fibroplasia. Now we just call it retinopathy of prematurity. And they suggested a few treatments, some surgery, but really didn't help. And so Joe, as far as I know, has no sight today. And a few years after getting that diagnosis, he was also diagnosed with cerebral palsy, and he has issues with walking and fine motor skills, and you know, that's going to, especially now that he's getting older, is going to catch up with him even more so. And he's also cognitively impaired. In spite of that, he's an amazing young man, and Joe introduced my husband and I and his younger brothers and sisters to this world that, frankly, we would never have known without Joe. That's what a lot of people who become involved with Lighthouse say. I didn't know you existed. I didn't even know these services existed. And there's this whole world of amazing people who are blind and visually impaired. And I thank God and I thank Joe for introducing to that, because I would never have known any of you. And so as much as I, nobody wants to see their children have to struggle more than they need to, but beyond that, I like to say I thank Joe for introducing us to this world. And as a mom who really, there was not very many services when Joe was little, early intervention, which is a pretty typical thing people talk about, know about for children with special needs now, didn't really exist when Joe was young. And so having the opportunity as the CEO and president of Lighthouse to work with truly passionate, dedicated, amazing professionals who live, eat, breathe, sleep this stuff every day, constantly thinking about how can we make this better, what can we do, how can we push the envelope for educational services, rehabilitation services, and employment services for people who are blind and visually impaired. It's my dream come true to see that we're making a difference for thousands of people over the years. And really, I've been doing this now for a long time, 16 years, and we're just getting started. We have so many exciting things coming. I hope everybody will check us out, check out our website. We're launching a new website over the next month or so. Please keep in touch with everybody out there. Please follow us, because we're going to have more jobs, more opportunity, more training opportunities, and we want all of you to be involved in that.
Well, that is great. That is great. That is wonderful.
Does Joe participate in any of the activities at Lighthouse, Lee?
Yes, he does. He lives at Bishop Gradyville is down in St. Cloud, and does a lot with them. He's involved in Special Olympics, and it's part of the Catholic Diocese program. But he comes, in fact, yesterday we had our company picnic for Lighthouse, our spring fling, and he was there with us. Every now and then he gets some additional training, and some of the activities that we're conducting he participates in too.
That's nice.
And he was at the Sight and Soul Walk.
I saw his picture.
We were out on the dance floor. As soon as the band started playing, we were out there.
He's very happy. I remember when he was at this, in our studio a couple of times. He's a very happy young man.
Yes, yes.
So, Lee, what's going on with Lighthouse Works? Anything exciting?
Yeah, lots of exciting things. We have our call center, and we're continuing to explore new business contracts. We hope that we'll be able to hire some more people through the next year. But the big news is really with our supply chain, the other side of the house. We have a lot of new business in the pipeline. We're actually going to be distributing LED lighting, and that's the big new thing, part of GreenWorks and energy savings. All government buildings and commercial buildings and residences ultimately will be moving to LED lighting. And we had the great fortune through the National Industries for the Blind to sign an exclusive distributor deal with one of the major manufacturers of LED lighting in the world. And so we're looking forward to partnering with the City of Orlando and then other municipalities and commercial businesses as they convert from regular lighting to LED lighting, which is a big energy saver. And it's going to help us employ even more people who are blind and visually impaired.
How do people go about inquiring about these positions at Lighthouse Works? If they're listening or they know someone?
It's all on our website. So if we have any positions available, just check out our website and it tells you how to do everything.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, Lee. It's not just about Lighthouse Central Florida, but I think people who are listening all over the country, we actually have people listening all over the world. Lighthouse Central Florida, is it part of a chain of lighthouses around the country and around the world, or is it a separate entity?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that question. We're actually, all the lighthouses in the world are individually operated. We all are nonprofits and have our own 501c3 numbers and boards of directors.
But the premise is the same.
But we're all affiliated through national associations. Mm-hmm. So everything we do at Lighthouse Central Florida, somebody else is doing somewhere else in the country too. So especially if you're a person who's blind or visually impaired and is interested working for a place like Lighthouse Works, I would encourage you to go on the website of the National Industries for the Blind, which is www.nib.org. And see if there is an affiliated agency in your city or close enough for you to consider working there. We're actually one of the new, smaller ones. There are our sister organizations from whom we are learning how to do this. They're helping us, they're mentoring us, who have been around for 100 years and have lots of jobs and lots of opportunities. We want to be like them when we grow up. But those other organizations have lots to offer, too. So I would really encourage listeners in other areas to get on that website and check it out.
And I hope they're listening to you. That is really good advice. It's not just about, yes, you're from Central Florida, but the message goes
right
out to everyone around the world.
Yes. And if you're looking for services, the same thing. There's another national association to which we belong, which is called Vision Serve Alliance. .org, all one word. You can get on that website to see if there is an organization close to you that offers any of the educational services for children, rehabilitation services for adults, or employment services for adults close to you.
Wow. I did not know that. That's wonderful.
Well, we thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you for taking me late.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Next time you'll call in again and we'll have more time.
And happy Mother's
Day.
Yes,
happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to all of you, and thank you very much for getting back on the air, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Take care.
Thank you for sponsoring us.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thank you. So
So the time is 7:50, Michael, just in case you're asking.
Yeah, but the point is, we had two trivia out there. Two. And nobody called in yet with either one. I'm shocked. One, play Mama again. I want to hear play Mama again.
When the evening shadows fall and the lovely day is through, then with longing I recall with you, Mama.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. See you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist, Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And if you want to look up our website, see what's doing, if you want to write to us, first you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to look us up on the web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And the Facebook is just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
So, since nobody's calling in, I can't believe it. I'm really shocked.
I think that's a wake-up call, Michael, to move out of that decade.
Amen.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
Well, wait a minute.
Amen. Amen. Sing it over.
Amen. Mama. That was an easy one. That was Connie Francis. Yeah. Connie Francis.
Actually, that was the 60s. Was it the late 50s or 60s?
Connie Francis has been singing that song. First of all, we had it on our shows for years. We've been doing that same song.
Yeah, we had different listeners, so they all knew
And
it.
The other one, Mama said, the group was the Shirelles. The Shirelles. All right, so I got a question right now for you folks.
Uh-oh.
And here's the question. I'm being pushed. They're saying I should not play oldies in the 50s and 60s.
No, I didn't say never.
Well, let's put it this way. If you disagree with my people here in the studio, the two of them, Sheila Young and Liz
Hey, watch
Holder,
it now.
They want me to stop playing more of the 70s and 80s.
And 90s.
And 90s.
80s is a good, I like the music
so from the 80s. So the question 80s. Is, yeah. if you people would like me to continue, let me know.
They want to win, Michael. It's kind of hard to win when they well, don't know these songs.
You
got to
pick up the phone and call first. But to make a long story short, if my audience doesn't want me to play the oldies from the 50s and 60s, why don't you just write to us and say what era you want us to play?
Okay.
And that brings me to another issue right now. This is an important one.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to tell you what this is.
He's too
starting
serious.
starting in July, about every 6 weeks, our members that belong to our organization, Blind and Beyond, we're going to give out a special phone number that you people can call, and we're going to have a meeting between all our members, and you can voice your opinion of what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what would you like to add to the show. And it's only going to be for the people that are members of Blind and Beyond.
All right.
What?
Let's talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
The rest of it. I would like to play a little bit of this cute song. It's called The Mother's Day Song by Brian Oden, and it's funny.
Okay.
As we go to
Every
the top
day
of the hour.
You keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day. It was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m. I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right. Next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes, but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher. Pretty smart of me. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia alone. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice, but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer so there's enough space. They should be here any time, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect. Every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place, even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Mother's Day, my love for you is strong.
Thank you for playing it. So we're going to the top of the hour now. And stay tuned.
Was that something?
It was cute.
I want you to stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond radio show. We have a lot more second hour coming up.
Lots of fun calls coming in. Second
Absolutely.
Hour.
Absolutely. Stay
Children,
tuned. And maybe
yay.
You even want to call in and call in at 407-894-1680. If you have something to say about your mother, I hope it's good, call in. 407-894-1680.
All righty.
You got something to say? Say it.
We'll be talking to Addison Burgess when we come back from the break. That we can't wait for that.
And working with pre-K, some of that is so true.
And then Tommy Marshall and Greg Lindbergh. Yep. It's going to be a busy second hour.